All right, everyone. This is the Unverified Podcast. I'm your host, Shimmering Potato, and with me is special guest, James Daniels of the Chicago Bears. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Yeah. So, I'm doing really well. I know you love anime. Do you have a favorite one?
I would say my favorite anime, I would say right now, I would say Hunter x Hunter. Oh, yeah? But I mean, the thing about Hunter x Hunter, I mean, as you know, the writer just took like a break from like finishing the anime. So of course it's not finished yet, which is a bummer. I mean, it's not even close to finished yet. So which is a huge bummer, but I'd say so far that's my favorite one.
Oh yeah, I feel you on that. Just because I dislike the art, like the writer about it, just because he takes so many breaks, like hiatuses, for the manga. Like when I was reading, it was the Chimera Ants, and then there was like some gaps between, and the art quality declined. As an anime, it's really good. I just wished he just ended it a little better, leave it open-ended, so that there can be a second if he actually decides to do it.
Oh my god.
And yeah, do you have any other animes you enjoy?
I really like JoJo's. I think JoJo's is, I mean, JoJo's is just like so unique and like just different and so goofy. It's like when like the writer of JoJo's, like when you watch the show, it's like the writer's trolling with like some of like the scenes and like the drawings and stuff, but
oh yeah,
he's serious with it, which I think is pretty cool.
Now the most important question is sub or dub?
I watch dub just because so I can focus on. Because if you watch sub, you have to actually hard stare at the screen for, I mean, at least, I mean, every episode's like 23 minutes, whatever. You have to hard stare at the screen for 22, 23 minutes, and that's way too much. I can't, maybe like one or two episodes of sub, but after you get past that third episode, I mean, your eyes and brain starts getting pretty tired.
I don't know, man. Like, after watching anime for like a good part of my life, I feel like it's easier to multitask and at least listen, because you pick up, you know, the words and what they mean at the very least.
Nah, no chance.
No chance.
It's way too hard to focus.
I don't know, man. I've watched anime and gamed at the same time.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if you knew what was going on then.
Oh no, I do. I'd like read the full what they said, and then go back to gaming. Usually I do this when it's like, when it's not, you know, hype moments at all. I usually do it when it's like mostly dialogue that doesn't really drive the story in a way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Shit.
But what draws you into an anime? Is it the art? Is it like the premise?
See, to be honest, I never like the way anime is drawn. I mean, I think it's cool, but that's really not something I really like focus on. Okay. Hold on. I'm kind of in an intense moment right now.
Yeah. You're playing Fortnite right now.
Damn, I'm trying to multitask, dude. It's a lot harder than I thought. Oh shit. Ooh, he actually smacked me. Wait, hold on. I gotta answer these questions real quick. Yeah, so Robo, yes, I am getting ready for the Streamer Bowl. I believe it's February 4th. I think that's the week after the Super Bowl. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm just gonna practice Zone Wars and get ready for that. And Tristan, I mean, Tristan is really has done a really good job. And like the thing about like Tristan is like he has like so much natural ability. I remember like when he first came. I mean, I have multiple stories about when he first came to Iowa, but just like seeing him, just how like fast he would develop, and like when he was at Iowa, I mean, to a guy who didn't know which way a play called 28 was going, if that was going right or left, to being like Big Ten offensive lineman of the year. I mean, I'm proud of Tristan. I mean, he's gonna be a really good player. All right, Ishimori, I'm ready.
Yeah. What brings you into the anime? Like, is it the art, the premise? Or is it like friend suggestions? Like, hey, you should watch this.
Huh. I mean, recently, I would say recently it's been TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, it's like way TikTok like works. So you have something called your like For You page.
Right.
And your For You page is like, I mean, it's like just for you. So like if you like certain videos, or if you like interact with like certain videos, it'll give you videos similar to that one you interacted with. And like I've interacted with like a couple anime like TikToks, and so like I always see like anime like TikTok videos, and I at least see like 3 or 4 TikToks a day. It'll be like animes that you need to watch, and it'll say like 4 or 5 like underrated animes, stuff I've never heard before. But I mean, yeah, if you're looking for like good anime, I would just search like anime on TikTok, hashtag anime, and just find something out about that.
Now, what would you say your top 5 anime of all time? I know. It's hard thinking those 5 animes. Like, mine changed, like, pretty frequently. Do you need me to help you out by giving you mine?
I was thinking, oh, dude, how do you box me in like that? That's crazy. Dude, it's so hard to multitask. Oh my god, sorry.
I think your brain's not used to this be able to multitask like this. Because I know Fortnite can get a little hectic, especially when you're only box fighting.
Oh my. Okay. So actually, yeah. Give me your top 5. I mean, I have went through 3. I'll go Hunter X. I go JoJo's, then I'll go Death Note. That'd be 1 through 3. But 4 and 5, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, my list usually changes, but the top 3 stays pretty consistent. I'd say Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, specifically Part 5, probably my favorite. Then 3 would probably Attack on Titan. I love the animation. Demon Slayer, and then Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
Like, I love Hunter x Hunter.
But Part 5, next journal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hunter x Hunter, my problem with it, like I said, is just like, I felt like it could have been better if the writer just stayed focused and hammered it out, you know?
That is true.
Now, what got you into anime?
Uh, Wait, how come part five of JoJo's is your favorite?
Because I feel like, to me, you know, it felt like part three, you know, with its action packed, heavy, and all that. I just felt like it was better pacing wise, because part three felt like it went on forever. Part five, it's done literally in a week. That's the whole, like, timeline. They just go through all these villains in a week, yeah, in a gauntlet.
And what it was 40 episodes, like 45 episodes.
Yeah, it was long. I think it was longer than part three, but it felt way shorter because pacing was super quick.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
And I felt like the Stan's abilities were also actually well thought out compared to part three. Like part three, you got Jotaro. He's just like, I'm gonna punch the shit out of you, and that's it. That's his power.
But here's the thing. I mean, in part three, they did just like receive their stance, you know. So I feel like, I feel like there's like less knowledge on, stands in part three.
Yeah, I think it was a concept.
Jotaro didn't didn't get his full stand power until the end of the arc, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I agree. But it's just like, it's a concept that he just like, hey, I want to do this. Let's see what I can do with it first. Make it simple and then elaborate further next, part four, another one of my favorites. So good. I think Josuke is a really good character. And all the surrounding casts were actually really well done.
Okay. I can respect that. I can respect that. So if you're talking about like surrounding cast, like the main character and his surrounding cast, dude, you can count the pixels on stream right now. I'm a fix after this game. But so like, what's your favorite like cast? I mean, like main character and like surrounding cast.
For, if that makes sense. For anime all time and JoJo, I'd say just part five. I like the cast. Mista was probably one of my favorite side characters or supporting characters, just because he has an interesting stand that can, has personality. You know, they're talking back and forth with each other and to him. I just thought that was really neat. And then, like, I felt for every one of those characters and how everything happened.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's... Okay, that makes sense. I understand that.
Plus, I mean, they're not good guys, you know? They're bad. They're kind of villains, but they're not really, you know? They have morals, because they're mafia members.
Right.
But it was an interesting take. They're not... They're going to kill people, obviously, but they have their limits of what they would kill for.
Yeah.
It's not a conventional, typecast.
That's stereotype. Okay. I respect. That makes sense.
But were you always open about being an anime fan? Like,
growing up? That was your question. So growing up, I really remember just like watching Dragon Ball Z growing up. And I mean, me and my brother were never into Pokemon. But of course, like, I mean, on our Game Boys, we always had like the Pokemon games. And right. I'm still not into Pokemon now. But I mean, growing up, like, we would always just watch like YouTube, pretty much just Dragon Ball Z videos. And we would start off from Dragon Ball, go all the way to GT, and just like rewatch it again. And so I'd just say, like, growing up.
Yeah.
I would say growing up. Then over the past like couple years, like since I got to the league, I started watching more anime then.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's gateway drug to anime is Dragon Ball Z. Like, you never hear anyone else talk about a different anime usually. It's always Dragon Ball Z. It's never like, so, not like nowadays it's probably Attack on Titan or Demon Slayer, I'd say.
Right. Yeah, and that, I mean, the thing about Dragon Ball Z is, I actually want to see like the finances, but I feel like Dragon Ball Z has such like a, like financially, like it has like such like a big, I mean, it's huge. Like, you can go to the, you can go to any store, like 15 years ago or now, and you can always find like a shirt with like Goku on it. Or if you ask someone, a non-anime watcher, who's Goku, they could probably tell. They could probably like tell them who they'd be able to tell who he is. But you have, if I ask that same question to someone like who's Aaron Yeager, like they wouldn't know who Aaron is.
Oh yeah.
So you get So I feel like that's the reason why Dragon Ball Z. That's the reason why Dragon Ball Z has such a like big following.
I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure Pokemon is the highest seller and like one of the highest franchises in the world. But DBZ is up there in terms of notability, variety, and all that. Because everyone, actually, I think, knows about it.
Yeah, I was just looking at this list too. Yeah, so like number one is Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Number two, Winnie the Pooh. Number three, Pokemon. But scrolling down. And Dragon Ball is, I guess like 15th or something.
Yeah.
15th or, but still, I mean, that's still, I mean, I guess, I mean, it's Pokemon too. But a lot of people that watch Pokemon, they don't consider Pokemon anime.
I just consider it more like a game more than anything.
That's true.
That's just me. I think overall it's branched out more than just being an anime. I feel like it spawned from the video games. And then obviously the first couple seasons with Ash Ketchum.
Robo, yes, Goku is the Super Saiyan guy.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you watched it yet, but Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood's one of my top for a reason. I think overall, it's just really good story. Like, I love the story. I think it's one of the most unique. It doesn't really fall into any, niche of an anime at all.
Yeah, I saw Full Metal during quarantine, but I mean, it's a great show. And honestly, I think like I would say like Full Metal Alchemist would be like if I was recommending like animes to people who don't watch anime, I think Full Metal would probably be like my first choice to recommend. But yeah, actually there's this like Disney movie. It's called, it just came out. I believe it's called, it's like Onward or Upward or.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's Onward. I believe. I've heard of it, never watched it yet.
And that was like, that movie is like the Disney version of Full Metal Alchemist.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it. Me and my girlfriend, we watched it like a couple months ago. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Now, do you like anime more for its animation style or do you like it more for the story? Like, what draws you in?
It has to be the story, but I do pay attention to the drawings. Like, for example, like when you watch like Demon Slayer, when you see like the like detail, when you see like the detail that like the Demon Slayer like animators like in every episode. I mean, it's like Demon Slayer's like, every episode has like movie quality.
Oh,
I mean, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think Demon Slayer is at the moment like one of the best animated series of all time just because of how well it's done. Like, CGI isn't, doesn't look like CGI to you.
Right, right.
It's really good quality and I love it. I read the manga after watching it. I think it's a top franchise. Spirited Away is probably my all-time favorite movie, just because of how it's animated.
Actually, I've seen Spirited Away. I've seen what's it called?
My Neighbor.
How's Moving Castle, dude? Like all those. I mean, all those Studio Ghibli films are like phenomenal.
I agree.
And honestly, I think actually the Demon Slayer movie, it just passed like Spirited Away.
Yes.
As like the most popular anime movie of all time.
Yeah, I've heard that. like, I need to watch it. It's obviously not subbed yet, or else I would. But it's one of those, like, I really hope it takes off, and I want a season two, because it's so well done, and I think they can finish it within 2 to 3 seasons, just based off of the manga. Now, is there any dirt you have on your teammates, like what animes they like, or if they like any?
That's the thing. I mean, people on the team are really not like watching anime like that. I mean, there's a couple anime watchers. Like I know Iggy. Iggy's really big into Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah, I've seen the post.
But I mean, I haven't really found like anybody else like who's like really big in. Actually, he was a D tackle this year, John Jenkins. He might be the biggest anime watcher I know. Every time I'd see him around the facility, he'd be like, "You've seen this anime?" Yeah. I'd be like, "Nah, like," because he'll blow through like 30-40 episodes in like a couple days.
Oh man, I should get him on the podcast now.
and in sub too.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure how he has. You got to hook me up with that. Get him on here.
I got you. I'm not sure he has like the visual prowess how to like read all those subtitles, but hey, he does it though.
Does he trash talk you about anime?
No.
Like when you're in practice, like you're like, dude, like he says, oh yeah, you're about to be Deku.
Dude versus speaking of Deku, My Hero Academia is such a, I can't say it's a terrible anime, but
yeah,
it's just so mid, and I hate seeing Deku cry every other episode.
I feel like as a protagonist, he's too weak.
Soft.
He's like every other shonen, like main character ever, except for he's not as like, I guess he is whiny, but he's not gung ho all the time. I think Black Clover would be so much better if the protagonist wasn't all high strung. I do not like high strung characters. And I think, Naruto is definitely one of my favorites. It's not, it's not top five, but it's like top 10 because it's one of those animes I was watching most of my life.
Right.
And I stuck with it for like a long time. And I think over time he did it right. He didn't make him the same. He didn't stay the same as a character. After the whole Haku fight, I think he changed as a character in a sense that he took it a little bit more seriously because he didn't want anyone else to die.
Yeah, I would. I can see the development in Naruto. I would say definitely. I mean, I really start to respect Naruto after the pain fight. Up until then, he was just so like weak and just wimpy. Yeah.
It's one of those you have to stick for a while. It's not like Black Clover, like I said before. I think that one takes at least 30, 40, 50 episodes before you start getting into it.
And the thing about Black Clover, I mean, the thing I don't understand is, I mean, Asta, he has no magic, but I mean, he's easily the strongest character in like the entire show. I just don't get how, like, his abilities need to be nerfed. And I think I saw on Crunchyroll, I'm not caught up on the episodes, I'm probably like 20, 30 episodes behind. I saw that he was like flying, like Crunchyroll posted a post like where he was like flying. So if Asta is able to fly, I mean.
Yeah. That's pretty OP, considering he has no magic.
Extremely OP.
Now, if you were to go up to, like, what would you say, like, Mitch's anime style would be in terms of what he would like if he were to watch it? You think he'd be more into the shonen type, or you think he'd be into those weird types?
I'm not sure if, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Not really. I wouldn't say I cared for it.
I mean, I'm not sure if he is a Game of Thrones fan, but I mean, if I was recommending my top anime, I would recommend to someone who doesn't watch anime, I'd either say Death Note or Attack on Titan.
Right.
I'd probably say Death Note because that's finished, and I mean, it's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
And you can get that. You can get Death Note done in 1 or 2 days. Yeah, I'd probably say Death Note.
Yeah, I love Death Note, but you know, growing up, I had that spoiled, unfortunately, and I got so mad because you know at the time, like I mentioned this before in a previous podcast, but like I used to be heavily into Naruto, and I would play this online flash game called Naruto Arena, and there's like a forums for all that, and I would play it and. Obviously, people talked about other anime, and they definitely spoiled Death Note without putting spoiler tags. And that was pretty much how I disliked Death Note for a while and stayed off it. I literally did not watch it until like 2013, 2014.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I could. Dude, the ending?
Yeah, it's one of those, like,
oh my god.
I'm reading a webtoon called Pigpen. It's like one of those things, who do you root for? Just because of all the perspective on it. Like, were you Akira Light or Light fanboy? Yeah. Or were you the L fanboy? Because I was more on the side of L.
I'm not sure who's watching. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but I mean, at the end, I wanted Kira. But of course, during the show, there were periods where I did like L.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's just different takes on morals and philosophy. I just think L is more in the right. They're both right, but I think at the end of the day, is it worth doing this instead of letting it play out naturally? Putting yourself in like a godhood type like position, you know?
Would you, if you had the chance to get Death Note, would you?
Would I use it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really tough. Like, I don't really have anyone I hate or do I think, you know, deserves to die in a sense. That's not up to me personally.
But you could be just like Light though. You take all the, like all of like the like bad criminals and like serial killers.
Yes, but like I said, it's like, do I really want this power? Like, what happens to when I use it? Do I go into limbo and all that? What happens to them? Are they trapped? It's just like a whole different philosophy. I just don't think I should be able to do that. And especially if I know I won't use it, but what if someone takes it from me? And they use it for their own selfish purpose.
Right, right, okay.
So it's kind of hard. It's like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, no one, like, absolute power corrupts in my eyes. And I cannot have that power.
Okay, okay.
Like, would you use it?
Yeah, I would use it.
Oh, man, who would you use it on?
You?
Oh, me? Oh, thank you.
But...
I stand corrected. I'd use it on one purpose. Or for one person. I'd use it on Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of seeing him. I'd probably use it on the Packers in general, too. That's just me. If I actually were to go to the dark side. That's it. Gone, Packers. You're gone.
I'm pushing this. Oh, my God, dude.
Would you say... anime is easier to get into nowadays than before.
Damn it, dude! I can't. That's on me. I shouldn't have done that. That was a bad play. What'd you just ask?
Do you think anime is easier to get into nowadays than it was like 5-10 years ago?
Oh yeah, easily. I mean, easily, because you have Crunchyroll or Funimation. Did they combine those yet? Or, I mean, you have nine.
They just recently combined it. Like, I think 2 years ago, they had a deal where they can, you know, stream each other's anime. But I'm not sure. I remember they got bought out by Sony.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you have Crunchyroll, you have Funimation or whatever, then you have Nine Anime. They canceled Kiss Anime. You have AniWatch. I mean, you can, like, I think anime is easily the most accessible, like cartoon or like TV show that you can watch. Like The Office, I mean, you can't just go online and find. My Fortnite just closed. What the hell?
I would say you're wrong, but I don't want to take it down.
Wrong about what?
Finding The Office.
Oh, okay. But no, I'm just saying, it's like, if you Google just watch anime online, you can find, and all you have to do is just pull on your ad blocker, and you can find hundreds of websites where you can stream anime.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I would say now is very accessible. Oh, and you have anime is becoming more and more popular in like pop culture. So like for example, Bleacher Report, like the scoring page, they're starting to post a lot of like,
I saw that.
I mean, they don't post a lot. They post a lot of Dragon Ball Z memes, but still, I mean, that's still anime memes, you know? And so actually they did post a JoJo's.
Oh, did they?
One time. But I mean, completely made no sense, but it was a JoJo's reference. So I mean, I got to give credit to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot easier accessible now.
Yeah, I agree. Like back in my day, like we'd have to wait until like, I don't know, like 5, 6 PM, I think, on Cartoon Network. So it becomes Toonami and then, you know, Adult Swim just to watch it. And then your brother said, YouTube also.
Yeah, I remember us watching like Goku. If you like Goku, remember that Dragon Ball Z episode? Honestly, I think it's the best Dragon Ball Z episode. It's called Goku versus Cell.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's I remember watching that. Like, that's like a 23 minute episode or whatever. And you have to watch like parts 1 through 10. And then, like, they could only put the Dragon Ball Z part, like a small part on the screen. Then the rest of the screen had to be like another picture. So it wouldn't be like copyright or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
All you have to do now is like Google download Dragon Ball Z episodes, and you can find all of it.
Yeah, unless Crunchyroll hits me up and like, hey, here's a partnership. You can give away your code, like your code, for like a free week trial or something.
So I actually know someone who knows someone who works at Crunchyroll. I think Crunchyroll or Funimation. It's either or.
Do you have a favorite character of all time? Like from any anime. Like mine would be not from my top 10. It'd probably be Alucard from Hellsing.
My favorite. Okay, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah, it's really hard to think about. You know, I've seen close to a thousand anime by now. So it's hard to think, but, you know, I honestly think Alucard from Hellsing is my favorite, just because of the way his character is.
Wait, hold on. I'm in combat right now. Wait, let me take this pot. Okay. Damn, that's actually, dude, that's a really good question. Who's my favorite? I would say my favorite bad guy, I guess that'd be antagonist. My favorite antagonist, I would say, it definitely has to be Cell.
Cell?
Yeah. Cell was just see, the thing I liked about Cell was exactly what Vegeta was, but he wasn't weak, you know?
Yeah, he stayed bad.
Like, he had like the cockiness, he had the abilities, but he wasn't weak.
What's up, Q?
But my favorite good guy. Dude, I love Captain Levi. I'm a Levi fanboy. But I'd say Levi or hold on. I think I'm close to combat.
You wouldn't say Rock Lee because I know you had Rock Lee's eyebrows. That was a username for some time.
No, not Rock Lee. Rock Lee's too weak. Guy. I like Guy.
So you like the strong characters?
I mean, they don't have to be the strongest.
Is it the motives that you think attracts you to those characters in terms of personality, or is it like what their feats they've done?
All right, Robo. Robo, I'll see you later. I'm still thinking who my favorite character is. I mean, I don't know. I just like the guy, you know? I mean, guy or girl. But I like a lot of the JoJo's characters. I love Jotaro.
Yes.
I love Jotaro.
I feel like he's kind of bland at times, but he does have a really good character.
I like who's the original Joestar is Joseph, right?
Jonathan.
Okay, Joseph. I say Joseph's probably my favorite character.
He's my favorite in JoJo for sure.
Cuz you have Joseph in part 2. He's like this young, like goofy guy, but he's strong. He's really strong. Do you have him in part 3? I mean, he's older. I mean, he's still just as goofy, but he just fits that squad just so good.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that. Wait, that's Joseph or Jonathan?
That's Joseph. Jonathan is part 1.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Joseph. I love Joseph.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jonathan got the small end of the stick just because he like part 1 was like maybe 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So there's no time to flesh him out as a character. At least that's the way I see it. But I think in part 7.
Oh, I'm going away from Storm.
Part 7, obviously it's the different universe. Well, it's a different take on part 1. It's one of my favorites. But it's not out yet in anime. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's probably one of my favorite JoJo characters.
Oh, and what was the, what was your, oh, shoot. What did he hit me with?
I don't think Avatar Aang counts as anime just because it's American. In a sense, you know? And do you think Fortnite should bring anime skins? Could you imagine?
They already have like an anime skin. I mean, I guess an anime theme skin, not like a real anime skin.
Yeah.
But and you've read the Demon Slayer manga, right?
Yes.
Which pillar was it? Was it the rock pillar? The rock pillar is the blind guy, right?
I believe so.
Now he was a elite character. All right. But what was your question?
Who would you say, or what was it? Would you say Avatar The Last Airbender is an anime? You can count that as one.
I mean, under the description of anime, no. But I mean, of course, I mean it looks like anime.
Yeah,
so anime storyline. Yeah, of course, I mean, you really can't call it anime because it's not Japanese.
Yeah, it's American. It has a lot of anime qualities. It fits the whole thing. I'd say it's more of an anime than, you know, people say Cory in the House.
Dude, like, I can't hit him.
I know people meme and say Cory in the House would beat Goku and all that.
Wait, Cory in the House, like from Disney Channel?
Yeah, yeah. People meme about it. Like, yeah, my favorite anime is Cory in the House.
What?
Yeah, people meme.
I'm not. Dude, is this guy just gonna sit there in the storm?
I think it's top tier. I just wished they didn't come out with the Legend of Korra.
I never seen it.
It's way different from Avatar The Last Airbender and more adult.
Is it the same writers?
I believe so. I wasn't a fan too much of it. Just because they went from Aang to someone completely I don't care about. And they were the exact opposite.
What makes him different?
Well, you know, Aang's more that, you know, he's funny. You know, he's a fun guy, high energy. He's not really cocky too much. He'll be more passive than aggressive. And she's more aggro. So she'd rather fight first and then ask questions later. And I think there's just qualities I don't like about her compared to Aang's.
Damn it, dude. I got killed. That's on me. That's on me. Sorry, But I mean, my brother's daughter's name Korra. I mean, it's spelled differently, but I mean, it kind of has the inspiration. But I mean, I liked Aang. And the thing about Aang too, I mean, he was so soft, but when he had to turn it on, he always did.
I agree. He's just one of those, he'll take other actions first before he actually fights. He exhausts every other option. He'll use everything to get out of a fight.
And I don't think he ever lost in the Avatar state.
Well, technically he does lose once.
When?
I remember when Azula just hits him with a bolt of lightning. When he finally lets go of Katara. Technically he loses then. Technically. So, do you think you have any guilty pleasure animes?
What does that mean?
Like, ones that you would probably never tell anyone else to watch, but you just watch it because you... It's like one of those things, like, for instance, like, I never tell people I've watched this anime, but I've watched Oromanga Sensei, at least 5 episodes, and it's one of the weirdest things I've ever watched.
I mean, when I explain JoJo's to people, I mean, people think JoJo's is pretty weird. But no, I haven't digged that deep into anime.
Oh, true. Once you go down that hole, it's kind of hard to come out of it. I'll tell you that. I just watched it. I was like, why am I watching this? And then I'm like 5 episodes in deep. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to watch this anymore. This is too weird. I feel gross.
I guess I got to stream my reaction on YouTube.
Yeah, so Eromanga Sensei is, oh Lord, it's definitely typical Japan kind of culture in terms of what they view on certain things. It's weird. I don't recommend watching it personally. Basically, It's about this, you know, how neat, where it's like a dude that has like no job, anything like that, no education. And his stepsister, they live together in a house. His
happy stepsister.
Yeah, it's his steps. It's basically, hey, step bro, but not. It's weird. It's like this weird tension that should not exist, in my opinion, at all.
It should not. Lucky,
he's like 16, I want to say, and she's like 13, 14. And she's secretly an era manga like artist. She draws pretty much lewd stuff. And she's one of those that has to see it in real life to draw it. It's weird. It grosses me out. I don't know why I've watched it.
I will never watch that.
I don't know why. I was like, how is this a thing? Why is this a thing? And then I never touched it again because I felt gross.
Missed it. Damn it.
So you don't have any anime that's similar to that?
Not even close.
Oh, you're pretty fresh then. Now, is there any anime superpower or like world you'd want to live in?
I would love to live in Shiganshina.
Now, explain that to me, because I'd never seen it or heard of it.
No, Shiganshina in Attack on Titan.
Oh, okay.
For the first, where Eren and Mikasa were, where they're all from. I would love to be a scout.
Oh Lord, dude, I'm not saying you die in like a week, but you'd probably end up dying just because of that world.
No, it'd be Levi, then it'd be me.
I mean, I get you're a big guy, but dude.
So who would you have chose Commander Irwin, or would you have chose Armin?
I would probably choose Armin. You know, I think in terms of ideas, he'll be more fresh. I think he'll grow into the role of being a leader. But
okay.
I think Irwin, he's just jaded at this point. I don't think he'll understand things that Eren does or will do. I think different opinions, all that. But I think they did the right choice.
Okay.
I would honestly probably live in the Naruto world. Even if I happened to die by the Nine Tails. I'd still take it. Be a ninja.
There's this like trend. There's like this trend on TikTok. Dude, it's so funny. I'm gonna have to send you a video of it, but so it's like would you like to like live in the world of anime? Then it's like yes or no. And then it's like the next question is, you pick yes, and it's like the next question is like, if you die in this anime, you die in real life, like mm-hmm. do you still want to continue? It's like, I mean, it's like then the person's always like yes. And then like the next scene is like, oh my god, dude. Dude, he was. The next scene is like the next picture. It's like, oh, it's like when like Pain's attacking the Hidden Leaf, or I mean, it's something like that, like just like a tragic anime scene.
Oh yeah. That's irony.
I would love to be a scout. I would love to.
Yeah, I don't think I'd survive very long if I were in that universe. I'd probably get eaten like first day on the job, just like most are.
No, a decent amount of them lived.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm 5'9". I'm not very athletic. You're like 6'7" or something like that, and you could probably run a better 40 time than me.
I mean, Levi's 5'2". That's why he's so agile. I believe he's 5'2". Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
he's short. But no, he's like bred for that. if I remember correctly. It's some weird rumor that I've saw.
All right, no spoilers. I want.
I don't think it's like that. It's just like he's okay. built different, like compared to me. Like he's probably like you if you were compact into 5'2".
That's a huge compliment. So, in the Attack on Titan manga, is the Attack on Titan manga finished?
Not yet. I think it ends in maybe like 2 months, 3 months.
And you're updated on it?
Yeah.
Have you been watching like the show?
No, I felt like I just wouldn't get the same effect because I know what's gonna happen.
Okay.
It's like at the time I got tired of waiting to find out what's in the damn basement.
Yeah.
So I started reading it.
I mean, yeah, it took 60 episodes for it to find out.
Yeah, I mean, even then, like the basement reveal, I was kind of like, what? This makes no sense at all. And then I let it play out. Right. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, that opens up the world.
Okay. Well, I've been enjoying the anime. The last episode. Damn, I know Quincy's watching, and so I don't wanna tell him, but we found out the ability of like the last Titan, like the Titan like we haven't seen.
I know what you're talking about.
God. Yeah. Dude, it was such a good episode.
Now, would you be opposed to them having a live action? Like movie.
Yeah, I know. How would you animate it?
Well, they did it already in Japan. Heavy CGI. Just really heavy CGI. I didn't watch it yet. But
it'd be like live anime Avatar.
Yeah. I don't think any anime should be adapted to live. I think it's just a mad median at the like just for now, just because of how limited technology is and how you can only get like maybe D rated actors. Even though you can get A listed actors and actresses, they're not gonna be good because they don't understand each character.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Dragon Ball Evolution. God forbid that existed. It wasn't very good.
I very slightly remember that.
I got that out of my memory. So.
When I'm done playing, I'm actually going to look that up. Because I can picture it in my head, but I can't, like, I'm trying to think of it, but I it sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it's just
people like doing like flip, like front flips. It was like Power Rangers, but with like.
It was weird. There's also the thing that people do and people condemn is whitewashing it because I felt like it was really Americanized in a sense. Like I think if they added, you know, a little bit more Asian people, maybe it would have been a lot better. But it's just hard. It's hard to cast based off of looks. It's more about their ability.
But I mean, to be honest, a lot of anime characters, they look more white than they do Asian.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be mad or anything like that if Attack on Titan, because Attack on Titan is literally, like, mostly American, or Germans, they're more European, in a sense, you know? Like, Mikasa is the only Asian that we've seen.
All right. That is, I don't know. I guess so. But I mean, I always wondered that why anime it is drawn. I mean, it is Japanese, but a lot of the characters do just have like basic.
I think it could be just a like tone reasons. Like it's hard to translate skin color really to animation. Because there's a lot of, I it's weird to say, like, look at, you know how they do black characters? Is just, they have those stereotypical lips and then, like, weird hands. Like, it's just, it doesn't translate well, unfortunately. And I don't think it's because they don't see enough of these people, you know, like other colors. Like you only see other Japanese people. It is really hard.
The most famous black anime character I can think of is like Piccolo.
Yeah. Personally, I've seen Haikyuu.
Even though he's not black, but
I think we all deep down know he's black.
Yeah.
We all know. It's just like, it's true. Like his voice is just so, it's so deep. And like, there's this YouTube series or YouTuber that did parodies videos. I don't know if you heard of it. It's not like Team Four Star or anything. I think it was The Weekly Show. That was the name. And like, he'd do Piccolo edits. And like, the whole thing was Piccolo singing my dang-a-lang.
Bruh.
I'm gonna choke you with my dang-a-lang. And he does, it's so funny.
What's the person?
I think it's The Weekly Show. I could be wrong. I don't know if he's still active. I think he retired. Like he just look up like Piccolo Dangalang.
Okay.
It's one of the funniest things I've seen back in the day.
Is that older?
10 years ago. Piccolo's okay, horse. Okay. I think that's one of it. WTS Dubs. That's the channel name.
Bet.
I'd say I've watched more Team Four Star than I have of Dragon Ball Z, unfortunately.
And Team Four Star is a YouTube page?
Yeah, they do parody videos, like Abridged series. So I watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Super funny.
Okay, the only anime YouTube videos I watch are Swag Kage.
Hmm. I know you had Apollo Fresh on your Twitch channel.
Oh, Apollo Fresh.
I believe
he's such a good dude. I wish nothing but the best for him. I can't believe he made JoJo's song that has like a dude. It has like something million like streams on Spotify.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Now, would you become a voice actor?
Yeah, but I don't think I have the voice skills to properly become one.
I don't know about emotions go. I only see you mad when you get playing Fortnite. Go yell. I don't think I've heard you sad, so. But I think you could do it. I think you could do it. You have the voice.
Alright, just I need to create like a
I mean, first, I'm not saying
professional mic and create like a portfolio.
I'm not saying you can play like Gohan, like Teen Gohan. Yeah, obviously you sound older than that. I mean, I'm older than you and you're younger, but you sound way deeper than me.
My voice isn't that much deeper than yours.
It sounds a lot deeper in my, at least in my head.
Okay.
Like, you could definitely play like Erwin. For sure.
A compliment. I definitely would chose him. Just my opinion, but I have to wait until the show's over to find out if that'd be the right choice.
Because, you know, I think you have more stoic voice, like in terms of affliction. So like you can play those deadpan characters.
So I wonder how you become a voice actor.
I have a friend who does voice acting just for minor roles. I think it's just something you have to slowly work up to. Like, become an actor first and then get the feel for voice acting.
Okay. Because what does he do? He just, to get there, he just, like, wrote his, he would just, like, give mic and just, like, act out, like, different scenarios.
I think he had some help. Like, I know one of his mentors. I know he recently passed away some time ago, but he was on Adult Chicken. He was on Adult Swim, like one of the creators of some show. I think Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I could be wrong. I think it's just knowing people is one way to get in, but I think he asked for some help. I'm not really sure. I had to talk to him about it. But I think it's one of those things you definitely need connections for.
Makes sense.
I mean, you can obviously go on Fiverr and then try that way. Maybe someone notices you. Okay, I can voice this certain type of character for you. And do you think anime gets bad rep just because of big weebs?
Damn it, dude, this dude just ran away. No idea where he went.
Huh.
Oh my god. That's awful. Alright, sorry, what'd you say?
You think anime gets a bad rep due to the weebs?
I'd say 5 years ago. But now anime, like I was saying earlier, how big anime is in like pop culture. I feel like the reputation of anime has become more non-nerd, non-weeb, like friendly.
So it's becoming more, I guess, normalized.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Because like, to be honest, I mean, if I never seen any anime and I watched like Dragon Ball Z or Naruto, these guys doing these hand signs, I would have like no idea like what I'm watching.
No cap, I was probably one of those guys that did the Naruto run in middle school. I probably was. I don't remember. I can't. It's just probably something I would do more than likely.
Did you have a headband on?
I mean, no, because I was in school doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have a headband. I won it in a contest back in the day. Well, I would definitely probably did that. Same with going Super Saiyan back in elementary school.
Honestly, I feel like we all did that. if you haven't tried to go Super Saiyan once.
Are you even a DBZ fan? Yeah, I agree.
What'd you say?
I said you're not even a DBZ. Are you even a DBZ fan if you never tried that once?
Right. You have, like, I mean, that's like, it's like right of passage, like.
All right, would you do it right now, or do you have people sleeping?
I mean, I think I have too much pride for that.
Do you have too much pride?
Actually, no. I mean, I would do it, but maybe another day.
All right, if you get a kill, you should do it. You gotta build up your
dude. I have to get that kill faster.
You have to get that acting skills up for voice acting. You gotta show you can go Super Saiyan. Commit to it.
I'm gonna create a portfolio, like when I'm happy, when I'm sad, so I can hear my different voices.
Yeah, do you gotta do it right now? Add to it, you know. I mean, the dude who played Goku, like, passed out in the studio just doing that. See, even your chat's saying do it.
Bro, Quincy strolling, bro.
See, look at that. You're popping off. You're popping off. You gotta go extend to the next level so you win this game. You gotta break the limits.
What's in there, dude? I forgot. Is that another pepper? I'll get it. Cabbage, I'll take those. Yeah, cool. Nah. If I ever score a touchdown, like if I ever score a touchdown in my NFL career, my touchdown celebration would be something anime related. 100%.
I mean, I think Juju's already done most of them though.
What's he done?
I believe he did the Rasengan and
Oh yeah, I did see that. That was pretty sweet.
I do have one that you need to get the team to do. You have to do the torture dance scene from part 5.
Where people aren't cultured enough in JoJo's.
I know. You're gonna have to make it work somehow. Just tell them it's a TikTok dance. I think that'll work, right? Now, do you have any waifus at all?
Hold on. Oh, duh, I can heal up. I'm tweaking. I'm an idiot. Oh my gosh! If I would have done that earlier, I would have been... No, I don't. I don't have any.
You don't have any? Are you saying that because you have a girlfriend, or is that so you don't get in trouble?
No, I mean, I think she's watching. I think she's watching right now. I'm not sure if she is, but nah, I don't have any. They're just pixels, man. Just pixels.
Dude, I've seen the stuff you've said in chat before. You have to have one.
No, man.
She'd be looking kind of thick, though.
But I mean, that's mean she's a waifu. That's just commenting on the video games designers or the anime designers.
Oh, they're calling you out. They're just saying you're capping. You probably have a body pillow somewhere out there, right?
No. Actually, I did get this. I don't know who sent it to me, but 2 years ago for my birthday, I got like this. I'm not sure what the design is, but it's one of those like hentai like sweatshirts.
Oh, you're talking about the Higo?
I think that's what it's
called. Tongue out, eyes.
Yeah. I got this sweatshirt. I got this sweatshirt sent to me for my birthday, and I don't know who sent me it, because they knew my birthday, they knew my address, but, and it's actually, it's, I mean, maybe it's in my, like my like giveaway like bag, but, dude, I've had that for my birthday. Don't know who sent it.
Dude, it's probably your brother.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh man, that's hilarious though. Are you weird out in public?
How come Nightbot didn't allow the link? I gotta change that in settings then.
Is there, have you worn it in public at all, or?
No, so the thing is, it's like, it's got ordered from overseas. So you like, when you order stuff from overseas, you get like a 6X translated like 3X. So it's like a 6X or something, but it means it doesn't fit though.
Is that too small or too big?
Yeah. Too small.
Damn.
Because I used to order like soccer jerseys all the time from like overseas, and the soccer jerseys I would get, I would have to order them in like seven XL for them to fit.
I think maybe you're the one who sent it to yourself, you know?
No.
You're just saying, yeah, you bought it. And then you're just blaming someone else for getting it to you.
Buy this. BTOT mouse wrist gaming pad. On its loading. Oh shit.
Now, if you were an anime character, who would you be? Would you be Levi?
If I was an anime character,
or would you be someone from JoJo? Because I would definitely be the slime from God. I was reanimated once as a slime. I think that's the anime.
I just seen this link. Bruh. Dude. I could imagine having that and having
I think you got to close out of that Chrome because
yeah, I just closed out. That's why.
Oh yeah, you gotta upgrade to 32 gigs.
But I mean, I would consider myself like if I was a JoJo's character, I'd be like a.
Like, would you be one of the main JoJo's, or would you be like one of their friends?
I'd be like a Kakyoin.
Oh man, really? You'd pick him?
I thought he was the best supporting character in the entire.
I don't know, show. Man. I mean, obviously he's gonna be better than what's his face? It was in part five. I had it. It's not Mista, but the other one. One has purple haze.
Not Narancia?
No. Wand guy. I gotta look this up now.
Blonde. It's been a while. There was no blonde
guy. Hugo.
Oh. No, he had red hair.
Was it red hair? I mean, I he had like white hair in the manga, so it's kind of hard. Okay. But yeah, I mean, obviously Kikuyan is better than, you know, Fugo. As Fugo leaves, he's like, see you, nerds.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. Then at the end, he's sad, man.
Well, I can tell you why it happened the way it happened. Do you want to hear it? Because it's from the writer.
I mean, I went, oh my gosh.
Let's just say it's for some. The writer just felt like he didn't want it to happen to him because he knows it all too real.
So the writer didn't want
because Fugo was going to do something originally different, but he decided against it. He just decided against it because he's like, this happened to me personally, so I'd rather. Not have it happen in this.
Dang.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I think that's all I have for today. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything you want to shout out or promote?
No, I appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I'll probably have you again some other time if we come up with another topic.
Get Black Kage next.
Oh, yeah.
He's not doing anything.
I will. I'll ask him. Just make sure to follow James on his social medias, especially Twitch. Twitch.tv/JamsDance.
Yeah, JamsDance.
Yeah, make sure to follow him, sub. You know, he needs the support. Build him up. And then maybe he'll be competent enough to do a Super Saiyan on stream.
We'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see. Come on, you got to do it. 100 subs, you got to do it. If we get you there.
I don't stream enough to get 100 subs.
Yeah, see, that's why you got to grind it. And are you going to be in the Fortnite tournament? For Twitch Rivals, or how's that working?
Yeah.
You are?
You're going to be in it.
You're going to be in it? So, does that mean you go against your teammate, Tariq Cohen?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to go against each other.
Oh, well, I hope you packed on, or, you know, packed yourself an outfit that you can get in someone's backpack in, because Tariq is not in that backpack.
So you're saying I can't carry?
I don't know, man. You're against Tariq. It's gonna be hard to carry against that.
Don't worry, I'm gonna have some pro player who's just cracked. He just cracked out the wazoo. And
I mean, Tariq carried Ninja.
I know. I saw that. That's why I'm grinding. That's why I'm grinding Zone Wars.
Yeah. So
perfecting my mechanics.
Make sure to follow James. Dan, on all his social medias. I'm pretty sure it's James Dan's on everything. Am I correct?
Yes.
Always support the Bears. Fuck the Packers. And we'll catch you next time.
Ah, shit. Damn it.